quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I always used to feel like I was walking in quicksand and craving the most unhealthy of foods. My sleep was always off and my moods were unpredictable. Now it's easier to manage PMS with EstroControl. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 14,000 reviews of Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off the entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code PEACE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PEACE for 15% off today. I came to parenting with everything I learned in childhood: yelling, punishing, controlling, and shaming. After trying almost every method, I found connective parenting and was totally shocked when empathy, listening, doing away with rewards and consequences, and being a safe place actually worked. It moved the behaviors of my children and it felt good, especially with my very strong-willed and highly sensitive oldest daughter. This podcast was born out of the idea of sharing the message and helping parents find more peace in a modern world. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here. Welcome back. It's me, and I'm here to talk about the idea of distraction and redirection. I put a post out recently. It was a story post, and I just said, you know, what do you do when your child is, you know, having a really hard time and unable to process feelings or unable to get over an upset, and they're ruminating. And a lot of folks responded with, well, I distract them or I redirect them. And I'm wondering, what are our thoughts around redirection and distraction? And what are we thinking that these things produce? And so when we redirect or we distract somebody, we're also redirecting and distracting them out of their feelings. So if a child is whining or having a hard time and you're like, well, look at the puppy over there. Now most likely, if you have a small kid, you've gotten them out of the whining, right? You've gotten them out of the complaining or whatever it is, the behavior that you don't like, the rumination. But what happened to the feelings that produced that behavior? Do those feelings go away? Do those feelings get stuck? Do those feelings remain and come out later in a different behavior? And if you use redirection or distraction enough, I see a lot with little kids really, but some people do it with older kids as well. If you use it enough, are you continually stuck having your child ignore their feelings? Are you giving them this idea that, oh, you should just distract yourself out of your feelings? And then if you are using that as a method to distract yourself out of your feelings when you're having a hard time, will your child then later on, if you do it enough, will they seek to distract themselves out of their feelings instead of process their feelings, or instead of emote, or instead of dealing with their feelings? Will your child choose as they get older to find a distraction? And what could those distractions be? Those distractions could be shopping. Those distractions could be eating. Those distractions could be a substance. They could also be, what I believe also, this idea of ADD, ADHD, is that sometimes we distract ourselves out of our environment and we get distracted. And does this ignite an idea around ADHD, to where if you were used to someone distracting you all the time, and that's the way you cope with your environment and with your feelings, when you have an environment that's hard, do you seem distracted? Now, this might be a far stretch, right? But if you listen to Gabor Mate at all, this is his idea too, is that ADHD is just a coping mechanism. It's just this idea that your brain is trying to cope with its environment. So I'm not saying that if you do this distraction thing, you're going to have a kid with ADHD. I'm just trying to make the through line that distraction isn't allowing a child to process. And over time, will it create a habit, or will it create this, their own process of, of distracting themselves out of their feelings as opposed to having their feelings. So instead of using distraction, or people say redirection, I would get rid of those completely. I don't think they're helpful, to be honest. I mean, every once in a while, maybe if you're like in a public place and your kid's having a total meltdown and you like, you know, take them to see the puppy, maybe. But if you're using that as your main way to quell your child's emotions, then I don't think that it's probably very beneficial. I would say instead, do you come with connection? Do you come with some sort of connective property? Do you come with play? Do you come with affection? Do you come with empathy? If they're really having a hard time, do you just come with this idea of empathy and help them really process? But either way, connection gets the child connected to you, links limbic systems, helps the child feel better, helps you feel better. And distraction really just pulls them out of their world and into a different world where they can distract themselves from their own feelings, right? So the idea of empathy or affection will bring a child into you and will help you feel more connected and will help them feel more connected instead of this idea of distraction. And is it distracting also for you and your relationship with your child? So instead of using it as a moment, so we always say like connective parenting is this idea that we don't have to spend all this extra time connecting with our children. But if we're not seizing opportunities to form connection in the everyday moments, then we're missing that opportunity to form that bond.
We are going to take a short break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you the Peace and Parenting podcast free of charge. So I'll see you back in just a few minutes. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula which includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Let's dive back in. So for instance, this is a great opportunity when a child is whining or having a hard time. This is a great opportunity to build in connection in those little tiny moments that exist all the time. And that way you're not having to spend all this extra time trying to get connected, because a lot of people will say, well, connected parenting is really exhausting because I have to connect with my kid all the time. Well, you don't have to connect with your kid all the time in any extra moments. Sure, special time is extra, but it's not that much time. But you can use connection in the little tiny moments. And this would be one of those little tiny moments, like whining or complaining or being upset. Now is this opportunity to use connection as opposed to distraction, where distraction is not a connective property at all. It's kind of just moving your children out of their feelings and into a new experience, even outside of them and outside of you. But if you bring them into you with this idea of connection, then you are creating a connective experience with your child, which is lovely because now it's like a special time, right? It's like doing a big special time. If you come with empathy, really hard. I know. I understand. You're really having a hard time. I get it. I'm right here. And that alone, a few minutes of it, makes a child feel seen and heard and understood. And so when we do that, when we make them feel seen and heard and understood, that creates self-esteem for them. That creates a bond with us. It helps their brain work better. If we're talking about ADHD, back to that, it will bring the prefrontal cortex online. And bringing that prefrontal cortex online helps children think better. And so we're hopefully aiding in the way of not creating an experience where a child feels like they need to distract themselves out of their feelings. We're saying feelings are normal. This is the safe space to have them. We want you to emote. We want you to come to, you know, life feeling that those big feelings aren't going to take you down. You don't need to distract yourself out of them. You can just have them because this is normal. This is a normal way to be with somebody. If that makes any sense. So using distraction and redirection, I don't think are necessarily our best parenting tools. I don't think it's the worst thing ever, but I think we can really replace them with empathy, with connection, even with affection. You can give a child who's whining and having a hard time, you can give them a hug. You can offer kisses. You can offer a squeeze. You can offer to do a staring contest. So if you offer a staring contest that links your limbic system to their limbic system, and it's very connective to link eyeballs with one another person. If you've ever done it with anyone for an extended amount of time, I would suggest doing it, like with your partner, with your friend, just you're staring at one another and you're really honing in on this like connection piece. It's very powerful if you haven't done it, but offering that to a child who is offline can change your entire day. You really can. It can change the entire mood of the house, their entire mood, your entire mood. It actually makes you feel more connected. That's what I find too, is that using these ideas in parenting helps us feel more connected to our kids. And when we feel more connected to our kids, then we're more endeared to our kids. And when we're more endeared to our kids, then we behave in ways that are more loving. So when you feel closer to your child, you don't want to hurt them emotionally. You don't want to do the harsh thing because you feel very connected to them. So this whole connection stuff isn't just for us and them. And this distraction piece is really doesn't, you know, do justice to the connection piece. But what I find is that if you use connection, then you feel more connected to your children, then it makes parenting that much easier. And it makes staying away from the harshness that much easier. So try to stay away from this distraction and redirection and really lean into the ideas of connection. I hope this was helpful. Thank you for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. If you haven't signed up to my Unplugged event, you should do so because it's going to be 3 days of a live event where I'm going to be talking all about parenting. We're going to talk about self-regulation. We are going to be talking about stress and anxiety, and we're going to be talking about teens and tweens. So we'll put the link in the show notes, and I hope to see you guys there December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. If you can't make it, no problem. We send you the replay. All right. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. See you next time.